Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Former big league pitcher, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst, Matt Clement. Matt, where's the spot where like all the Butler High alums get together on Thanksgiving Eve up your way? Is there one?
I would guess that's something I never partake in. But I would guess it would be the Monroe Hotel in Butler. That was the spot back last time I heard people doing that. I'm a little too old for that now. So
Hotel. Tony, there's a place in Coriopolis near where we live called the Montour Hotel that Alex, my wife, apparently used to go into.
Yeah.
When I say to you that nothing about it looks like a hotel and everything about it looks like it smells like a wet cigarette, I mean it. It's one of those bars that's almost got me curious that I've got to go in there just to see what it's like.
Matt, you read what Travis Williams had to say to the Post-Gazette. What's your biggest takeaway from it?
Well, I think that, a lot of it's pretty obvious answers by him. Like, if you want to compete, you're going to have to spend money and get the offense better. I think it's exciting for the Pirate fan. Like, the Pirate fans have went through 2-3 weeks of exciting, talk about this free agency. And my hope is, I guess my hope in this big picture is that, something comes to fruition. Because the worry for me is, it doesn't come to fruition, and it's not because they're being cheap, but the stigma of them being cheap and not doing anything for all these years probably could really exaggerate the negative side of this if something doesn't happen.
Yeah, it feels to me like what you said is right on the money. If you're going to say this now for how they've operated for so many years and having Skeens and him being this good and everything else that they do have coming up through the pipeline – if you say it all now and don't actually come through with it in a way that everyone can kind of agree is legitimate, it is going to make the fallout and the blowback that much worse as a result because you said all this stuff and then didn't do it.
Yeah, I think there, and I think that I could, as a baseball person and a realist, I could understand listen, that number, I'm not paying that number for that guy is not good enough. Blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, when all this history is piled up behind it, that's not going to be a good enough excuse for most people around this area. And it's a big off season because, as I read that article, one of the other things that came to my mind out of it is this is really the first time you're really going to judge Charrington trade acumen. Or free agent acumen. He really hasn't had the opportunity. Is it his? I always say this: is it his fault, or has he not been allowed to do it? Because there aren't a ton of moves piled up that he's botched up with tons of money involved, and now it looks like he has the chance to do that for probably the first time. There's moves, and there's failed second and third tier prospects that came back in deals that those are hit or miss, and some organizations get luckier and some maybe scout a little bit better, whatever the case may be. But this is the first time where it looks like he's going to have the chance to really build this team to be a contender.
Matt, do you think the Pirates have to pay a Pirates tax. You've kind of alluded to this where, let's say offers are close. Let's say they even offer a little bit more. But they have to offer a lot more because they have to convince the player to come play here.
I think there's an aspect to that, and that's probably going to be who that player is you're bidding against, I guess would be my call on that, right? You know, if you're bidding against the Yankees and the Dodgers, you're going to pay a Pirate tax. You're going to have to convince this guy to come do this. If you're bidding against the Twins, the Guardians, and you know, some middle range teams, then maybe not so much. But I do think it happens. And I've thought about something else we talked about a little bit. Like, is Skeens a draw to come play with? I like to think that Donnie Kelly is, and the chance to win is. I think Skeens is a draw to come play with, but I think that kind of works in reverse, unfortunately, where I'm a pitcher and you have a great offense. I'm going to come, you know, I might come play with that great offense because you're going to get me a lot of runs for it. We can win. And if I do what I do here, it's different. Where Skeens, you know, as a hitter, you're going to have to, it doesn't work in that same fashion. It's kind of in reverse form when you're talking about a dominant pitcher to come play with.
Matt, we hear this all the time from people who like really get into the nitty-gritty business of baseball. So this one might be a little off the board, but I feel like we hear it more and more now too, with maybe the money getting bigger and bigger. But that like certain states that don't have a state income tax actually have a very real advantage. Florida, Texas, don't, you know, they have an easier time, all things being equal, with that as maybe a tiebreaker. How legit is that in your opinion, that notion that if you go to a place where you don't have a state tax and you're making millions and millions of dollars, that a player might actually make a decision one way or the other based on that?
I think once you hit a certain threshold, you know, to some it's going to matter regardless. But once you hit a certain threshold, I mean, I don't know if Otani's really worried about the state tax he's incurring with all the stuff he has, right? But
it's all deferred money anyway, so he doesn't care.
Right, but I think that, like, once, you know, when you're still in the, you know, the all these numbers are astronomical, whatever you're talking here. But like when you're still in the relatively, like you're talking some of these guys 3 years, $15 million, that makes a lot of difference. It makes a big difference in that, in a contract like that, or even a, you know, a $60 million one over 3 years or 4 years or whatever. So yeah, it can be a tiebreaker for sure. And unfortunately those states, Arizona and Texas and Florida, are all Southern states that people want to be living in anyway, to start off with.
Matt Clement, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst. Matt, let's talk again next week. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.